little thing called murder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Little Thing Called Murder.
I'm Megan. Oh.
How are you guys today? Hope you are having a wonderful whatever day you are listening to this on.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a long minute.
Fucking Christmas week. How?
I don't know. I really, truly don't know. This is the most un-Christmassy Christmas season I feel like we've had.
Yes, I 100% feel that. It might be because it's literally been like in the 50s. Besides today. Today was cold, which I'm pissed off about. But like,
I'm not used to it being this warm. Like the other day, it was up in the 60s.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I don't love the cold, but I do need like a period of coldness, especially like around Christmas, like, cause everyone always hopes for like a white Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this year it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like yesterday was Halloween.
Yeah. It was pretty nice yesterday. And like this whole weekend, I'd be like, Hey Siri, what's the weather? I'm gonna be like, oh, it's like 57 degrees. So like, I haven't even been wearing my big coat recently.
No. And like, I don't really have like winter shoes. Like I have like my sneakers, I have like my sandals, my flip-flops and all that, but like for winter I just have like boots and duck boots.
Oh,
and I haven't been able to like wear them.
I know, same.
So then when I like make up at like outfits and whatnot, like I don't know what shoes to wear.
I 100% feel that. Mostly I just wear my rain boots for everything because it's not cold enough to wear like my like what are the Sperry ones called?
The duck boots?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But but
so you have exciting news though.
Oh yeah. So today, literally like 30 minutes ago, I told you guys before that I got braces back in like what was it, May, June?
Yeah, something like that.
And so basically, when my adult teeth came down, you've got like your two front teeth and then like the one on the right side never came down for me. Like I didn't have an adult tooth come down. So I had braces from like fourth grade up and through like high school, first go around. And so they pulled all my teeth forward. And now they're doing the opposite. I went to a whole new orthodontist. I cannot stand the people I went to the first time. Don't go to Bruce Matthews. Just putting that out there. I really don't care, but like I
feel
can't
like
stand him.
When I was in like middle school and high school, everyone in like that like went to Salem or whatever went there.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people that went, and now like I mean, your teeth do shift over time, like as you get older, but like I had braces for 5.5 years.
Yeah.
And everyone that I know that went to Matthews was along the same. Everyone else was like, oh, I had braces for like 1.5 years. Like if they went somewhere else, I don't know if it was like a money grab or whatnot, but like I have a personal issue with Dr. Matthews. So anyone just don't go to him. I'm going to Dehar now. Absolutely love him.
Oh good.
That's anyone in the anyone in the Greensburg area, go to Dehar. But so obviously with the braces, they're moving my teeth around, they're moving them back, so there's that gap. And I got the retainer with a fake tooth on it, so now I'm not gonna look like a hillbilly.
Yay! Not that we thought you looked like a hillbilly, but yay, that's so exciting. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, no.
Oh my god.
I'm super excited.
This means like all your Christmas pictures, you'll have it.
Yay. However, last night my mom was persistent that she wanted the Christmas picture last night because we were all home. I was like, you can't wait another day, because my brother was going back to Pitt. He stopped by.
Are they not coming for Christmas?
No, they are. But okay. My mom wanted to get like our Christmas picture out. So like all the pictures on Christmas, I'll have my fake tooth in, which like, I feel like everyone that I've talked to, like the people that I nanny on Mondays, Not last week, but the week before, I was like, hey, I've got this appointment that's gonna kind of cut into, it's gonna kind of interfere with me being over. I just have to leave a little early. And that next time that I went in, he was like, what, where's this gap that you were talking about? I was like, it's literally in the front of my face. Everyone's like, I never noticed. I said something to Chris. Also, thanks, Chris, for being on the last episode. Are the realist. But he was like, I've never noticed. I was like, okay, well, that makes me feel a bit better. But like, at the same time, it's a big insecurity of mine. So super,
it's really
super happy to have
it. Noticeable. It's not noticeable.
I know you. Yeah,
but when it's on yourself, it's like very there. Yeah, I understand.
Like, I gotcha. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't go back and get all my braces and whatnot done. Like, if it was a tooth in the back of my mouth, you know what I mean? But it's like the third. It's the second one from the front. Like the front two. It's that next one. So I don't know. It's a big personal insecurity of mine, but it's getting taken care of, and I'm. This is one step closer. To being done. I'm so excited. So
we are so excited for you.
Yes. I don't have the retainer in right now because obviously I have to get used to the retainer because I have a lisp when I have it in, and that would not sound pleasant if I had the retainer in the whole episode. So
let us know if you would like her, like an episode with it in. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding.
But you've got a funny story that you said you wanted to share. I told you not to forget, and you said you would. You would.
I know. Oh. Gotcha. I remember. Yeah. So this is. Don't worry. There's no spoilers. But me and Tyler and our two friends. We went to see Spider-Man on Thursday when it came out. So we got there like an hour and a half early. Thank God. It was, the line was already long. Oh, and so,
I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh my God. First of all, if you haven't seen it, go fucking see it. It was so, so good.
I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's very nostalgic. And
yes,
to be completely honest, I didn't know that a new Spider-Man movie was coming out.
Yeah,
I don't know how I missed that, but
I think it was already supposed to be out, but it got pushed because, you know, everything gets pushed right now because COVID.
But
so we finally get seated in the theater, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go pee now that we're seated, and I'm gonna, before the movie starts.
Yeah.
So in front of my seat was, like, you know how they have those railings?
Mm-hmm.
So it went me, a blank space, and then another dude that I don't know. So I'm like, okay, well, first of all, I was like, guys, do you think I should go under the railing or over it? Like, which one do you think I'm more capable of doing? And then,
God.
So I ended up just, like, going over it. But it just so happened that at the exact same time I'm swinging my leg over, the guy was, like, he had his phone in his hand. And, like, everyone that I was with thought he was, like, because he reached over so far toward me, they thought he was, like, taking a picture of my butt. Like, that's how far he was reaching over. I don't think he was. And he reached so far over, and I just nailed him. I kicked this man hard.
Like, where? Where did you kick him?
It was his arm. It was his arm, thankfully. I mean, I think so. And because I swing over and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I see his phone on the ground. His arm is sticking out. And he's just kind of like got this like shocked expression. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he was like, no, it's okay. Like, you should take like taekwondo. And I was like mortified. I like got back from the bathroom. I'm like, guys, I can't sit by this man the whole movie. I just kicked him. But yeah, it was honestly fucking hilarious, and everyone was dying. But everyone was
why,
like,
didn't you get up and walk down the aisle like a normal person?
Because we were like in the center, and there was like so many people, and I was like, this is right here, I can just do it. If he wouldn't have been reaching over, I wouldn't have kicked
him. So it's his fault. It's his fault.
I mean, like, it just happened that it was both at the same fucking time, and yeah. I don't know what
that's
was doing.
Weird.
Maybe he was taking a picture of all of them, you know, like a selfie. That could be it, have been what happened.
That's hysterical. God, because I remember you sending me a picture like of all of you guys, and then you put a little arrow and you said to the guy I just kicked, and I was like, what?
Yep.
That is so funny.
It was honestly hilarious. But yeah, guys, that's what we do with our lives. We text each other and go, hey, this funny story happened. Do you want me to tell you now or wait until we record so that we can have your genuine reaction on this? Yeah. So yeah, that's what we do.
Oh my God.
It's all for you.
We need to have content, you know?
Yes. Also, I know you guys can't see, but Megan, you want to see something really weird?
Yeah.
So I've worked off the majority of my acrylics, like my nails. Also, one of them, my nail broke during Spider-Man. I worked it off. But, like, look how long my actual... Well, you guess you can't really see. But, like, look how long my nail is.
I love it when they come off perfectly and your nails are, like, the same shape, but, like, your natural nails. Oh. I mean, mine always break off when I do that. Mm. But then every so often I get one that it doesn't, and it's, like, satisfying. Yeah. But then I end up ripping it off anyways because my nails are super brittle after I get acrylics on.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, they're pretty okay. Well... I'll talk about that too, but I'm trying, like, the ones on my left hand are like fucking cemented on and I can't get them off. So right now I'm currently soaking them. Can you see the stuff coming off? Look at
That's like weirdly satisfying,
right? It takes fucking forever, but I was like, well, if I'm just gonna sit here, I'll do this. Because whenever like they came off, like the lady I went to, like by your cuticle, she would like really like... It was with one of the tools. So she was like really making like a mark. So there's like a mark, like an indent on all of them.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, the regular polish doesn't like fill that in. So I ordered, and it arrived yesterday, a UV lamp. I ordered a bunch of gel nail polishes and everything, because I'm going to do my own gel.
Yeah. There you go. So then you don't have to go get them done. I mean, you won't have acrylic, but...
Yeah, but if my nails are this long, it doesn't matter, like, because it'll make them hard enough anyway, because, like, that's pretty fucking long. I mean, obviously, not a lot as long as this, but...
For me, I can't keep my nails super long, because when I get stressed, one of my nervous or stress tics is I pick at my face. It's a really bad habit to have.
Gotcha.
But one of the ways is either I get acrylics... And I can't pick at my face because, like, you know how, like, the acrylic like makes thicker. Your finger thick? Yeah, you can't, like,
I gotcha.
Dig into your skin. But if I don't have nails there, then it's harder. And I don't know, it's a cheaper way for me to avoid that. Because I get my lashes done. When I started getting my lashes done, it was one or the other. I couldn't. Yeah.
I think it's more. But even if you have, like, your short nails... Because, like, wait, when we went to get our nails done, how much did you pay for those gels?
I want to say it was, like, $35.
Yeah. So, all of the stuff I bought, so 6 polishes, the UV lamp, and the base and top coats, was, like, $50.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, girl.
So, that's going to pay for itself with one use, you know?
Yep.
That's awesome.
So, I'll let you know how it goes, and then... I'll tell you what I got if it works, and then you can just see the result.
Oh my gosh, yes, keep us updated.
I will.
And if it's bomb, I want to know the brand so I can order the same thing. But like, I'm so lazy, I don't ever do my
They last for like 2 or 3 weeks, so then like regular nail polish is just gonna chip off. But anyway, not that you guys care about any of this, but I thought it was really cool and I'm really excited to do it.
But I feel like most would care.
Okay, good. I hope you do. But we have a kind of special episode today. So I just worked on this one case, and I'm going to talk about it today.
Yay!
Yes. So, I mean, you can like Google him if you want to like see the story.
His it's public knowledge at this point, which is why she's able to talk about it.
Yeah. His name is Brian Cinco, motherfucker. So yeah, this was like the first case that I really that I took to trial. I was second chair with our first assistant, and it's a heart-wrenching tale, but I'm only gonna talk about stuff that is like that you could Google and find,
right?
All right. So this happened in 2019. So the young boy, so with children, they use their initials, AW. So that's our victim. He was 8 years old. And him and his family, he had a younger sister. AW had a younger sister. So it was those two and their parents. And they moved to Pennsylvania. Like, I think it might have been that year of 2019. And they, AW's dad worked for this one. I don't know what it's exactly called, but some like crematorium and burial service company. And that's where he met our motherfucker, Brian Cinco. Brian Cinco was, I think, 49 at the trial. So I think he was like 47 when all of this happened.
Okay.
And so they were co-workers. They were friendly. Like, there were no issues or anything. And connected to the building of where they worked, there was an apartment that the owners of the company rented out. Because there's like a lot of details I could give you that aren't really like super important. But so I'll just kind of like glaze over some things. But yeah, so his sister asked the owner of the place that they worked if Brian could move into that apartment. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's really not ready yet, da, 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 da. But they were like really pushing for it. So she was like, fine, like, because they like needed the help and everything. So she's like, fine, he can move in. So he moves in, I think in 2019 is when he moves in. 2019 or like 2018. Doesn't really matter. So he gets a new job in Johnstown. And so he puts in his 2 weeks. I think he was supposed to end in August or September with the burial company. And they tell him, oh, once we are no longer your primary source of income, like, you have to be out of the apartment. So he's like, okay. And he has an apartment lined up in Johnstown.
Mm-hmm.
So then once dad of our 8-year-old victim hears that he's going to be moving out and they really needed a place to stay because they were kind of like basically homeless. They were like living on their, I think it was like his nephew, the dad's nephew's like couch. So they approached the business owner and they were like, hey, can we live there? And she was like, yeah, like, he'll be out. I think he was supposed to be out in, because he worked a week after his 2 weeks because they really needed help. Mm-hmm. Cinco. He was supposed to be out at the beginning of October. And so she's like, yeah, as soon as he's out, you can do that. So she told Brian, hey, you got to get out. But he kept having an excuse. Oh, my kitchen's not done. Blah, 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 blah. Excuse after excuse. So Brian is like, hey, you guys can just move in with me. My apartment will be done. I'll be out at the end of the week. So they're like, and okay.
He already knew the dad, right? They were co-workers.
Yeah, they were co-workers. They were like, they never had any problems. They were like friendly, you know?
Okay.
And even before that, they had invited Brian to some picnics out where they were staying with their, when they were staying on the couch of their one family member. So, like, they were pretty friendly. Like, they were friends. And so they were like, yeah, sure, we'll move in. So the mom and the dad and the two kids move in. So the apartment is, it's a smaller size apartment. There's a living room. There's a small kitchen. And, like, connected to that is, like, the small dining area. And then there's a long hallway and a, like, closet that probably has like the water heater and stuff, the bathroom, a bedroom that Brian was staying in, and another room that had the laundry in it. And so for the majority of the time, we are in September. Yeah, so okay, so scratch the part where I said he was supposed to be out in October. I got the date wrong. He was supposed to be out in September. my B. So yeah, we are in September. My brain has like blocked all this out because I like worked on it like so much. Now I'm like,
yeah,
I don't even remember. So you're just going to have to, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to bear with me here.
No, okay. You're good.
So Brian was staying in the bedroom because obviously he was still living in the apartment. And the two kids were in. So at the beginning, the two kids and the parents where they were on the couches in the living room. But then the parents were able to get a, like a trundle bed, you know, where like you pull out the lower bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they bought one of those and they put that back in the laundry room. And that's where the two kids slept. So there were no problems, nothing. So now we are into October. And Brian was like, hey, so, you know, still giving all his excuses. He's still in the fucking apartment. But Brian's like, hey, like, I'm going to be moving out soon. Why don't you guys take the bedroom? I'll go in the living room. So they're like, okay. So the parents are now in the other bedroom. So one night, I think it was the October 17th or 18th, the little girl goes over into the parents' bedroom. Now, the dad was really sick. Looking back now, he probably had, like, COVID or something. Like, he was, like, real sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, like, I'm trying to sleep, but they won't let me sleep. So they yell over. They're like, hey, AW, go to bed. And I think she might go back into her room, but then she comes back and she's like, hey, like, I still can't sleep, and like sleeps with them. So then the mom gets up to go over there and she sees Brian in his underwear and AW in his underwear, and they're like in his bed. So she just goes to the bathroom and she comes back and she's like, hey, this is what I saw. And
wait, she like went to the bathroom after seeing this?
Yeah.
She didn't say anything to him?
No. Okay, so this is why. Because that was a thing that we were worried about, that they were like going to try and like play up with the jury. So they had, because they were kind of getting weirded out, like the parents, because Brian only volunteered to hang out with and take care of AW and not the girl. Of the little sister. Brian would take AW to the store to get food or give him candy, you know, like all grooming behaviors that we know of.
Yeah.
And like he bought him a Halloween costume. He would take him to Johnstown to his sister's house, and he would like do all these things, you know, to make AW feel special. And so like the parents were kind of like, maybe something's off. But like, again, they didn't really have any actual evidence because like nothing had happened. They didn't see anything.
Right.
And then this happens and they're like, I don't know if they Google him now or after, but the next day there was just a routine doctor's appointment for AW. So the mom goes and she tells the doctor, she's like, hey, like, this is what I saw. I don't know what I should do. And the doctor was like, hey, you should contact. I don't know if they told him to contact I think they contacted CYF. CYF did a visit and then they started getting the ball rolling and they set up an appointment with the CAC, which is the Child Advocacy Center. So the parents take AW to the CAC, and at the CAC, because as of right now, they don't know what happened. They just saw this because, okay, so for the CAC, sometimes there are already allegations made about what had happened, and then there's a professional there who interviews the child. Mm-hmm. But other times, as in this case, there's kind of like this inkling that something's happening, but they don't really know. So I think they called it like a blind interview because they don't know any of the allegations. So she's just right there to like ask AW what's going on, if anything. The purpose of it is to get a narrative from the child, because obviously, and they're trained to do this. They go to courses, have to be certified and all this shit, about how to ask these questions, because we can't have them leading or, you know, putting things in the child's mind. So it's basically like, oh, tell me about this. Get them like to do a narrative. And then they're called sensory details. So if you tell me, oh, this person touched me, it goes, oh, like, how did you, what did you feel? What did you taste? What did you hear? Like all those things, because like, one, if they're being coached, or like if it didn't right. actually happen to them, they don't have all of these details.
Right.
So I got to watch AW's CAC interview. It's about 2 hours long. And then we showed this to the jury, and which is why I literally know this like the back of my hand, because I had to snip out all the clips. And it's literally so sad, because it's this little 8-year-old. He's got like ADHD and everything. And so like, he's talking about flag football and just so innocent and kid like stuff. This cutest little kid. And yeah. then he'd be like, yeah, Brian Cinco. And he even, so the first assistant, she gave the closing, and she was like, and he did not stutter, because, you know, he goes off on tangents. Heck, we go off on fucking tangents. And yeah. because, and so she literally says, like, he did not stutter when he said, who did this to him? He even spelled it out, B-R-I-A-N, because he did. In the interview, he goes, yeah, Brian Cinco did this to me, B-R-I-A-N. Like, he spelled it out. Like, he's so fucking cute. But anyway, so yeah, he says that every night for the 2 months, month and a half-ish, that they lived together, he would sexually assault him.
Oh my
every
God.
Night. And he said that, and like the, he wouldn't use the words. He didn't like to use the words. He would call them potty parts, and he would write the words down, because he was like, oh, I don't like to say them.
Yeah.
Or like for like his nipples, he didn't know how to spell it. He knew it started with an N, and he like kind of like pointed to his chest. And it was so sad, because he said that well, like, so he would use his fingers in his butt. He called it his wiener. He would put his wiener in his butt. He would make AW touch Brian. He would make him AW put his mouth on him, on Brian.
Oh,
Brian
my
would
God.
Put his mouth on him. And this is like a 2-hour video of this little boy saying this. And he was like, because she's like, oh, like, what did that feel like? Like, how did you know it was the whole way in? Like, meaning his penis. And he was like, well, you know, when you, like, poop, you can, like, feel it touching, like, your insides. Yeah, I could feel it. And he was like, yeah, it felt like I was being ripped in half.
No.
Yes. It is so fucking heartbreaking. So then, after the CAC interview, you know, the police are called, given a copy of the CAC interview, and then they go and arrest him. So, I think the parents had already Googled Brian at this point, and we found out that he is a registered sex offender. So, I don't know when he went in, but he ended up maxing out on this charge. So, he's a lifetime sex offender. It was, I only know the bare minimum of that prior case, but I believe it was a 13-year-old boy. It was a family friend. He was living with the boy and his mom, and she was working. He was taking care of him, and he was raping him. So
that's disgusting.
He's found guilty, but he ends up maxing out. I think he did like 20 years. He was out of jail for 3 years before he did this to AW. 3 years. And so in court, you can't bring in prior bad acts, because we don't want the jury to be like, oh,
persuaded.
You did this in the past, which means you did this. And because you did that in the past, you definitely did this now. But there are exceptions to that rule. And one of them is basically like, in like kind of layman's terms, like a signature, you know, like serial killers, they always do the same thing. Right. So that's kind of one of the exceptions. And because the exact same thing, right? A little boy was living with the family. And that one was even in a bunk bed. And this was in a trundle bed, basically the same thing. And yeah. So we were like, hey, we should be able to bring in the fact in trial that he was a sex offender. But the judge said, nope, sorry, you can't bring any of that in. I had to edit all of that out of the CAC interview when we were playing it for the jury. All the bits where AW was like, yeah, my parents looked him up and you can look him up and you'll find out that he's a sex offender or he touches little boys and all this stuff. Because the jury couldn't hear any of that. Drew was not allowed to hear a single thing about that he was about his past of being a sex offender.
I don't understand why she would strike that.
So, oh, and the defense attorney was also trying to say that AW was not competent. So, incompetent in law is different than just like the regular, like, competent. But we were able to show that no, AW was competent, and the defense attorney kept focusing on, and AW would only talk about it when the defense attorney would ask him, hey, remember that time you talked to me about your pet deer? And so AW would be like, yeah, you know, my pet deer. We were able to bring up in trial, oh, you guys have deer in your backyard, right? And the dad was like, yeah, we do. And everyone was like, yeah, there are deer, there are woods there. So it looked dumb, but yeah.
Love that.
And then, yeah, so trial happens and AW, we play the CAC interview, and because there's a tender year, the tender year rules. So because we don't want to traumatize these children more.
Right.
We had him testifying with the judge and the attorneys in another room, and we were live streaming it into the courtroom for the jury and the defendant. So, you know, he was asked direct questions and cross-examined. So yeah, we're at trial. One thing was very interesting. So the charges we brought against him, there were like 20 counts of rape. I think 20 counts of IDSI.
What's that?
Indecent deviant sexual intercourse. So basically, okay, things that aren't like your fingers and stuff like that. PA, okay, is like, it's kind of annoying how they like separate the things, but yeah. And there was a bunch of other charges, but those are like the main big heavy hitters.
Yeah.
So yeah, we go to trial. The opening, okay, the judge limited the openings to 15 minutes. This is a huge child sex case. 15 minutes.
Why?
Because she did.
What the fuck? What? That makes no, yep, sense.
And we were like, Your Honor, like, this is a big case. Like, we need more time. And she was like, no. So yeah, 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah. And then, so yeah, we call the witnesses, da, 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 at, so the detective that was investigating the case is up there, and on cross, because remember, we aren't allowed to bring in evidence that he was a sex offender. So the defense attorney is like, we go to sidebar because he wants to make sure. No, I think we objected. Let me start over. So he's cross-examining the detective about basically being like, oh, you did a shitty job of investigating this case. And we're like anticipating the questions that he's asking. So we're like, hey, can we go up to sidebar? And because we think that there's going to, they are going to open the door for us to talk about him being a sex offender. So we get up there because he wants to introduce, he being the defense attorney, that the family member that they stayed with before they moved into the apartment was a registered sex offender. And so we were like, Your Honor, we feel like that's going to open the door because he's going to question the detective and be like, why didn't you look into this sex offender? Because his reasoning is, he's a sex offender, he did it, you should have looked into it. So we were like, by that reasoning, the jury should also know that this man is a sex offender and that's why they looked at him. And the judge was like, no, you can talk about it, but it doesn't open the door for you guys to talk about the fact that Cinco is a sex offender.
What?
Yeah. And so, yeah, he brings it up and he's like, why didn't you investigate this sex offender? And he was like, basically like, well, AW said it was Brian, and that's why we looked it up. Like, that's why we investigated him. And whatever. The trial goes on, blah, 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 blah. We get to closings. The judge goes, yeah, I'm going to give you 30 minutes and you can't use any technology. We, the Commonwealth, have been using technology the whole entire time. So obviously, the defense attorney is an older guy. He's not using technology. So obviously, that's being said to us, you can't use technology. And we're like, Your Honor, this is a serious sex crime. And the first assistant has done, this is her area. Like, she does all, these sex cases. She's like, Your Honor, I've literally done these cases with you, and you know I need at least, an hour. And she was like, nope, you're gonna do it in 30 minutes. And, yeah. And without the technology, because we were going to highlight stuff that AW said in a CAC interview. And she was like, nope, you're not allowed to do that. There'll be no technology, which it's fucking 2021. So that's ridiculous. And if it eats into our time because it doesn't work, then that's on us. But
who gave this judge a job? Also, what is her reasoning for not allowing technology when technology is used in every single case?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah. But yeah, so she gets up because I had literally spent the whole night, piecing together the quotes we were going to use for the CAC. So I was pissed off when she was like, no, you can't do it. I was like, oh, thank you so much, judge, for making me waste all my time doing this, listening to this little boy tell me all these terrible things over and over again, and we can't even use it. But yeah, so I mean, her closing was fucking amazing. It was phenomenal. It was so good. So finally I forgot to tell you that he testified. That was a big thing. How did I forget to tell you about that? He testified. He got up there and was testifying. We were like, oh, do we think he's going to testify? Do we not? Because we're like, is he arrogant enough to do it? We think he is. He fucking testified. Because the defense, they called his two sisters basically to say that AW was a liar. And then the defendant, he gets up there and he's like, looks like a normal guy. He actually looks like the dude from in Criminal Minds. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't remember his name, but he's in the earlier seasons.
Okay.
What the fuck is his name? I can't remember. But when I post a picture of him, you guys will see what I'm talking about. So he gets up there, testifies. He sounds like a nice guy. He sounds just like a regular person. And it was so beautiful. So our first assistant, she crossed him. So obviously this is my first trial. I am not crossing the defendant.
Yeah.
So she gets up there and in it, she's basically like, so AW was telling the truth when he talked about the costume. And he was like, yeah, he was telling the truth this time. Yeah. This about this. Yeah. About this. Yeah. About this. Yeah. About this. Yeah. And then she was like, okay. And then so in her closing, she was like, even the defendant said that AW was telling the truth about everything in the interview, except the parts that said it was him. Because the defense is saying, oh, yeah, this little boy was raped. But it wasn't Brian. It wasn't the one he spelled his name of. But he didn't stutter. He said Brian. You can look him up. But yeah, it was beautiful. And so the jury goes back to deliberate. We're up, just hanging out in the office waiting. Not even 2 hours later, we get the call. Hey, the jury has a verdict. We're shitting ourselves.
Oh my God.
Because we're like, that's way too fast. There's literally no way they found him guilty. Because all the evidence we had, in the state of Pennsylvania, all you need is the victim's testimony. If you believe the victim, that's all the evidence you need. You don't need anything else, because right. We brought in a bunch of the other witnesses to basically corroborate things. So when AW said this was what was happening. So the when the mom saw them in the bedroom, she called the landlord to say, hey, get him out. So like things were like corroborated, like timelines and stuff like that, to be like, he's not lying.
Right.
And but yeah, basically our main evidence was this 8-year-old boy saying all these terrible fucking things happened to him. And we're like, oh God, they don't believe he is credible. They think he's making it up, just like, because he has an imagination. He's fucking 8 years old.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. We're at council table waiting for them to bring the jury in. I'm praying to a God that I don't believe in. I'm like, please, Lord Jesus, please, universe, please, everyone, let him be found guilty.
Sitting there like shitting a brick.
Right? So yeah, the foreperson comes up. She's like, count one, rape, blah, 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 guilty. Count two, rape, blah, 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 guilty. Count three, rape, blah, 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 guilty. Because they have to read the whole thing on the form. 20 counts, guilty, 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 guilty. Then reads the next ones, guilty, 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 guilty. He was found guilty on all 34 charges. Yes. It was beautiful. Because at first we were like, oh, we got one. Okay. Maybe the other ones won't be. And then it was like, guilty, 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 guilty. At the end, so our victim witness person was back with the family. And we had AW in there when they were reading this. And he said, they believed me.
Oh,
stop. Like, fuck. Fuck this man. Hurting this poor, beautiful, little innocent boy.
I hope he rots in prison.
Yep.
For the rest of his life.
Yep. So each rape charge carries a mandatory 20 to 40 years. He was found guilty on 20 counts of rape. Each have a 20 to 40 mandatory. We are obviously going to ask that they all be run consecutively. But we doubt this judge is going to do that. But he'll hopefully spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Why wouldn't she though? Like, clearly he will reoffend if he is let out.
Well, here's another thing. So his sentencing is in, I think March, because it's called PSI, pre-sentence investigation. So that gives him time to do that. I think his bail is straight. And after he's found guilty of all these charges, which carry a hefty fucking thing, we're like, Your Honor, like, we would move to revoke his bail. Like, meaning, like, he has no bail.
Yeah.
And the judge was like, oh, asked him, how long have you been in jail? Like, and he's like, 2 years. And she was like, well, he hasn't been able to post the bail in that long. So I think I'm just going to leave it. So I'm going to deny your motion to revoke the bail.
What?
Yeah. But also, when you have a possibility of still getting out, like, before trial, you know, it's, like, not that much of an incentive to try and hit that bail. But when you are going to spend the rest of your life in jail, yeah, dude, I'm going to find how to get that fucking money.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he has bail. So if he posts that bail, he can get out before his sentencing.
And people wonder why, like, serial killers, like, we're able to reoffend.
Yep. But
give me that judge's job. I feel like I could have done a better job. That's disgusting.
But yeah. That's the but yeah, so he's gonna be in jail the rest of his life. Thank God.
That's good job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And that is
I know how hard you worked on it.
Thanks. And that's the horrific case of Brian fucking Cinco. B-R-I-A-N. Yes. C-I-N-K-O is how you spell his name if you guys want to look it up. But yeah, that is it. And it was a wild ride, but it was for me, because this is the kind of cases I want to do. It was very fun, but obviously, you know, like, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was awesome. Oh my God. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of your win.
Thanks. I hope like it made sense, everything I was saying, because I was like trying to figure out. I was telling Megan that I've told my parents, I've told Megan, I've told my friends and everything. I'm like, have I told them it, or did I just, or have I said it in the podcast? So I'm like trying to figure out what all I said, what I didn't say. But yeah, so yeah.
No, you yeah. did a very good job.
Thank you.
But
yeah, so if you have any like more questions or like comments on the case, you can reach out to us. And yeah, I would love to answer them and talk to you guys about it.
Yeah. And also, please keep us updated when he is sentenced.
Oh, yes.
Because yes. I need to know. I need to know.
I will 100% do that. That's a good idea.
All right. So let's jump on over to our co-star of the day. So like my personal one says, what's safe is not always what's needed. Be brave.
Mine says, here it comes. So am I supposed to be scared and terrified? Here it fucking comes. Or like, here it comes. But honestly, my mental health has been getting a lot better. Like I was doing bad.
Yeah. But like, we here both it comes. Were in a rough spot.
Here is your relief. Here it comes. Like yeah. I cleaned my depression room. Like you could not walk in my office at all. Like I would have to stand on clothes when I was getting ready. And on Friday, I came home from work and I was like, I'm going to do this. And I cleaned my room and now, oh my God, the whole floor is clean. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. And I finally see my carpet again.
Don't you love it when that happens?
Yes. Like I literally looked at it when I was done and I like started to tear up because I'm like, fuck, I did this. So
yeah,
if y'all are in a bad spot, here it comes. It gets better. You're going to make it through and we are here for you and we love you. So just keep pushing. Gosh. You'll eventually get back on top. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Yes.
I didn't mean for that to turn into like a big old thing. It did. Here we are.
No, we love it. All right. So today, Megan, you are drawn towards independence and Jaden likes to be faithful. You're the solid foundation and they are warm right now. Relationships are always in transition. The fun part is seeing where they go. Paint your initials in a heart on every boarded storefront around town.
Oh,
interesting.
But I feel like that might be a crime, but I like the sentiment.
Yeah, right?
And my version of it says, Jaden, you are drawn towards instinct. And Megan Malinak likes to be open-hearted. You are the solid foundation and they are warm right now.
Yeah, that's the same.
So we're both like, warm.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Love that.
Yes.
Also. Okay, I'm so sorry. I know I have to leave, so that's why we're cutting the episode a little faster. But two things. These are my two good things. Well, one, fucking Christmas. But obviously Christmas is nice. I feel like we'll talk about more about Christmas after the fact because we can like talk about like
yes
our for sure fun times. But there were two fucking things. Oh, tomorrow is the winter solstice. And
yes,
I'm super excited. So me and my one friend, Rebecca, we are doing Yule logs. So we're gonna have our logs. We already bought our candles. I'm so sad that when I went to the one crystal store up here, they were out of the black ones, which symbolize like transition and stuff like that. So I basically kind of went with like a green and red and gold and silver color scheme. But I'm super fucking excited. I cannot wait. I'll post a picture about a cool Yule log.
I have green and red candles right now. I'm not doing as extensive as you, but I always burn candles all the time, so mm-hmm. might as well be on trend.
Yes,
you know, so
I'll keep you updated because we're gonna do like a whole like Yule log lighting and everything. And I also bought a crystal, hold on, it's called fun, and I fucking love it. Like I was debating between this one and another one, like a different kind, But yeah. If this one fits so perfectly in my hand, I was like, the universe said I had to get it. It's yes. Tourmalated quartz.
You have to follow that, like, that feeling, yes. Especially when it comes to crystals. The ones that are meant to you will, like, kind of speak to you. And I know, like, there's some people that don't believe in that stuff. I mm-hmm. do. Yes. I'm a very, like, well-rounded, like, spiritual person, like, mm-hmm. person.
Yeah.
I do, like, identify as Catholic, but, like, I'm very open-minded to everything. Yeah. I do have, like, a handful of crystals, and I do have, like, this strange, like, draw to the moon. I always yes. have. And the stars and everything. But it's, I say try it. If it doesn't work yes. for you, it doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say my kind of like upper of the week, and I do want to talk about this real quick. I'm going to keep it short mm-hmm. and sweet. But I've been in this fog for the last couple months, and my ADHD medication, I noticed the last few months hasn't been working like all that great. I'm sleeping through alarms. Like, I set 12 alarms every morning. I've got these lights that turn on at a specific time. I sleep through all of it. So when I was talking to my psychiatrist, like, for my MediVal, just like checking in, seeing how everything's working, I was like, I don't know if we need to up it or what the issue is, but like, it's just not working as well as it has mm-hmm. been. And I was like, I can feel it working, but just not, it's not getting me to where I need to be yeah. productive. And so she was going into more questions saying like, are you sleeping? I was like, I'm not having any issue sleeping. And then I went into how I'm like, not oversleeping, but super heavy sleeping. And mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like I'm on autopilot. Like, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm just going through the motions. Sometimes like I am eating, but like, I'm just so lazy that like, I don't even have the energy to eat. Don't yeah. even get me started about showering. I'm showering, but it takes everything in me to do yeah. it. So she said that I was dipping into a depression. And I was like, but I'm not sad. I'm not sad at all. I'm just very like almost hollow feeling. Mm-hmm. And she said, depression isn't always you're sulking in your room, you're crying 24/7. It's this chemical mm-hmm. imbalance. And then when things act up, people realize that their medication isn't working normally. So she put me on antidepressants. And the whole reason for this tangent is, if you are feeling like every day is just such a battle to get out of bed in the morning, or when you wake up and you're like, I can't wait to go back to sleep. If you're not yourself, look into it, because it's not worth trying to truck through it. It's so much easier to go like start. I'm not one to be like, just jump on medication, but
yeah.
It's something that like people don't talk about, that like when you yeah. say you're depressed, people think that you're sad all the yeah. time, have yeah. suicidal thoughts. That's not the case at all, like some of the time. But I think it's important to keep your mental health in check. And oh, yes. when you're not yourself, start taking measures to try to correct it, because you are worth it. You are yes. so worth it. So
yeah, and I hope like that we are so open and like tell you all the stuff about when we're struggling and everything, which is also why we want to thank you again for bearing with us, because I know we've had a bunch of stuff going on and we're not like they're like rigid like with our schedule, like coming out with like yeah. we used to come out like every Monday da, da, da. So we want to thank you so much for all the listeners, because you're still here listening to us, even though sometimes it's on a Thursday, it's on a Friday, now it's on a Tuesday and all this stuff. So we really hope that like we show you that it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have these feelings, and it's okay to get help. It's okay to see a therapist or like anyone.
And it's okay not to be okay.
Yes. And like, oh my
God. But it's not okay to be not okay for a long period of time.
Yeah. Oh, because you are not broken. This is what my therapist tells me, you are not broke. Like, anytime I'm like sad or I'm like, I don't know what to do, she's like, you are not broken. You do not need to be fixed. We can work through it and then you can get better. And because here it comes. I feel like we need to title the fucking episode.
Here it comes. Yes. But yeah. But also, like, we're all perfect in our imperfect way.
Yeah.
It's society that makes us think otherwise.
Yeah. You are not less than.
No, you are not less than. You are worse.
This lovely pep fucking talk brought to you by Jaden and Megan. Anytime you're feeling down, come back to this episode, listen to it. We're your hype girls. We are hyping you up, letting you know that it's going to be okay. And we are here for you and we love you.
Yes. You're worth it. You're loved. And we love you. So I just wanted to put that tidbit out there because it's something that a lot of people don't. I didn't even think to think about that. But yeah. When she said, like, let's try this and see how it goes. And I just started it a few weeks ago, so I really haven't felt the effects of it yet, but things seem like they're feeling lighter. So
yeah, good. We love that for you. You have to keep us updated and let us know about your journey. I will,
for sure. Definitely. But so if you guys have any questions, want to reach out, you can find us at, or you can email us at alittlethingcalledmurder@gmail.com. You can follow our Instagram, alittlethingcalledmurder. Our Twitter is ALTCMurder. And don't forget to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, and tell all your friends about us. Even though we don't post anywhere, tell everyone about us and share it.
Also, let us know if you want to run our social media for free.
Yes!
We love it.
Yes, but yeah, I gotta go play D&D. We are, me and a few of my other lawyer friends, we are starting a D&D. So
that is so funny you say that, because I have a call with my friend to set up a D&D game.
No fucking way.
I've never played and I'm so excited.
Me too. What the fuck? This is weird. Wow, the universe, man. How did we find each other?
Right? Bumble. Yes. Bumble BFF. That's how we found each other.
Yeah, not a sponsor.
No, but please sponsor us.
Yes.
Probably that's like the sponsor we should have.
Yes. If you work for Bumble, let it sponsor us. Let us know. Hit us up. We already told you our user, our Gmail and everything. But yeah. Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. A Merry holidays. Happy holidays.
Kwanzaa, happy everything. Hanukkah.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I got our, sorry, another thing. I made our Christmas cards and I really wanted to use the ones that said happy everything. So I'm like, oh my God, that's so inclusive. I love it so much. But I wanted it to be like, I don't want to tell you, Megan, because I'm going to send you one. But I wanted it to rhyme with something I was going to put on there.
So here, I'll take the headphone.
You're going to listen to it. It's fine.
I'll listen to it after. I'm not the one editing this episode.
You're right, but you're the one that, like, once I post it, you're like, oh yeah, it sounds good. You didn't fuck up.
I won't do it for this one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Because I wanted it to be like Merry Christmas from the new Mr. and Mrs. or like something like that to like rhyme with Mr. and Mrs. Even though like Christmas and Mrs. don't really rhyme, but like it gets you by. So that's why I couldn't do everything. Okay, Megan, you can come back on.
What did you type out, like a paragraph? Oh my God.
It was just me. I had to really go in depth. I had to give them the backstory, the whole thing. But yeah, we love you guys. Merry everything.
Yes, merry everything. And don't forget to trust your gut.
Because it's better to be fucking safe than fucking sorry.
Boom.
Boom. See you in the new year, bitches.
Yes. See you next year.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
See you next year. Okay. Bye.